Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Flicking through the pages. It's not very far away from Christmas. I just want to remind people about that. And books are a great option. But what have you got this week for us?
So this week I've got a book called Playing the Bass with Three Left Hands.
Bass! Playing the Bass with Three Left Hands.
Yep, Three Left Hands by Will Carruthers, who was in Spaceman 3.
Right.
And Spiritualized.
Right.
So I don't know if you know Spaceman 3.
I know them, but I love Spiritualized.
Yeah. So that's kind of the group that they sort of turned into.
Yeah.
And
but they were very they were super influential, weren't they, Spaceman 3?
Absolutely, yeah. But I think Spaceman 3 are just a bloody amazing group. They kind of are a grabbier version of Spiritualized, I guess, because they kind of...
They're more experimental, do you think?
But a little bit more experimental. I think one way to describe them is just a kind of space-fried, one-chord, searing gospel blues noise band.
See, that excites me, that terminology there you've used there.
Well, their music's exciting.
Searing gospel blues band, one chord.
Completely fried.
I'm down with all that.
Completely acid
mashed. I'm down with completely acid mashed and fried. I'm down with that. That's me.
Yeah. So, you know, they were influenced by Velvet Underground, The Stooges, 13 Floor Elevators, Red Crayola, Suicide, all my favourite bands.
This sounds like a great salad to me.
But, yeah, a great recipe for an amazing band that somehow kind of made it into their own sort of unique sound.
Yeah, never really topped the charts.
Chopped the tarts, sadly.
Chopped the tarts?
Just great ripping sort of feedback. So Will Carruthers...
See, there again, ripping feedback. I'd buy that straight away.
Straight away. So I've been listening to Spaceman 3... on end for weeks now while I've been reading this book.
Because of the book? Like before the book?
As
the book began, sort of thing.
I sort of revisited them. And when I used to work in the Unity Books in Wellington, I used to play their album sometimes, Perfect Prescription. And my co-worker used to say, oh, play that album that's got the guy who talks about walking with Jesus. Because, you know, they have that kind of gospel, you know, Jesus, can you hear me? Lord, can you hear me?
I thought you were going to say because we're all Christians in Wellington.
We're all Crizzos, yeah.
Crizzos!
Crizzo? Will Carruthers joined the group actually quite late because they were formed around 1982 and he joined in 88 and he was working in a sheet metal factory in
Birmingham.
He was making screws that were used for space to go up in space, but you know.
Was that his CV? He was just like, they were auditioning for bassists.
Oh,
space
that was
fan.
Mates.
That's fucking awesome.
Making space screws.
That's awesome, was he?
All the while experimenting with solvents and drugs. So there's some pretty gnarly stories in there about operating heavy machinery while under the influence.
It's all very good now, all very good and well after the fact, isn't it, to do that and talk about it when you've somehow survived, you know?
Yeah, well, a lot of the people in the book actually don't survive. There are a few deaths in there through hard drugs. He lived to tell the tale. And there's heaps of drugs in the book. And, in fact, you know, hard drugs, and he goes into quite a bit of detail, but he definitely doesn't glamorise it. It's grubby and, you know, it just really does what...
It's not Anthony Kiedis's biography, then.
Scar Tissue.
One of the shittest books I've ever read.
It's definitely not Scar Tissue.
My ex-boyfriend's younger brother, that's the only book he's ever read, and he's read it over 15 times.
I think we sell a copy a week.
Shout out, Harry.
So,
I'll tell you what happens at the end. At the end of it, he says that he's clean again, and he has to be because, I mean, his dog would know that if he's not.
Oh, God. Okay, so this is the anti-Scar Tissue. and it's super entertaining. It does what the best writing does, which is take you right into the place. And it's absolutely crack up, really entertaining. He's such a
good guy. Did you close the book and go, how come I don't smell solvents?
Yeah, I was so immersed in the world of this kind of hash-mashed kind of world.
Some really cool adjectives. Mm.
Even just trying to describe it, we're having some really good England this morning.
Good England.
Mean as England.
Yeah. Just
England.
And describing the recording process, because, you know, their whole approach was, I guess...
Go for it.
Minimal is maximal. Yeah. Don't do anything fancy. We don't any widdly. You know, it's all one chord, really minimal, really effective. And I just think they're such an amazing group. They are bloody amazing. But actually, towards the end, he ends up digging ditches... at the start of Britpop. So Britpop's kind of on the rise, and he can totally see through that. He thinks, oh, you know, it's complete rubbish. Oasis, yeah. complete rubbish. He's like, oh, actually, I'm quite happy digging my ditches.
Right.
Yeah, fair enough. I see.
And so is it just his time in Spaceman 3? Because I know he was only the bassist for a short while.
Yeah. So he left, but he actually did join Spiritualized for a little while. So it mainly focuses on kind of Spaceman
3. What's the deal with the three left hands?
Oh, so he was... He'd taken some acid before a show.
Oh, I see. I mean, that's what he's like.
And he was up there playing the bass, and he was like, wow, cool, I've got three left hands. And then he was like, oh, hang on, I actually don't know which one's playing.
That doesn't matter, does it, which one's playing? And then, you got to do something with the other two.
One of the crack-up anecdotes is his first show with them. He didn't really know how to do anything, you know, he's fresh out of the sheet metal factory.
I know the words of that song.
And he says... But, you know, they played at this art centre and, you know, it was really loud, really ferocious. Everyone was actually into it. He was crapping himself. My Bloody Valentine played support to them. And he was so nervous he felt sick. And then he said, you know, at the end...
Wasn't the hard drugs that made him feel sick?
Both, the drugs and the nerves. And then at the end he's like, right, I'm going to turn my amp off now. And he's like, oh, I can't turn it off. What's wrong? And he realised he hadn't actually turned it on.
That was just nerves, wasn't it?
I love him. I think he's so cool.
Kind of like Bob Dylan in the We Are The World video, just not doing anything.
He's not even there, right?
No, just not there.
He's not even there. So, yeah, loved it. And no one noticed it. It was a bloody good show. and he wrote this book in 2 months on a diet of red wine and cheese sandwiches.
Oh.
And he said he actually wanted to write short stories. And he didn't want to write about drugs, but then, you know, he kind of couldn't really avoid writing about that when he's writing about Spaceman 3.
Right. Because of all the drugs he was on.
That's right, yeah, all of them. So, yeah, great insights into
a really concerted period of life of hard drugs leads to red wine and cheese sandwiches.
It kind of makes sense. Very European.
It's definitely not glamorous.
We've had some texts in saying, can you please play some Spaceman 3?
Wow.
No, absolutely not. Why would we do that for you?
Came prepared and you've picked a track already. How come you picked this one for us?
Revolution, because it's on an album that Will Carruthers plays on, and it's kind of one of the shorter ones from the album, but the whole album is amazing. I recommend absolutely anything by them.
So that's Stooges right there, that's beautiful. Oh, do yourself a favour and turn it up. This is Revolution by Spaceman 3. Don't just tell us what that book is called again, Aaron.
Playing the Bass with Three Left Hands by Will Carruthers. It's only $25.
Is that as well? Cool looking cover too. It's got an out of an eye. Woo!
I'm so tired. of a lot of people in a lot of high places. I smell burning. And I see a change coming round the bend. And I suggest to you that it takes just 5 seconds. Just 5 seconds of decision to realize that the time is right to start thinking about a little. Revolution.
Thank you very much, Spaceman 3. That was a song called Revolution, and I think of all those that huge grab bag of adjectives that Kieran brought in with her was absolutely dead on, every single one of them. I think she did a great job there. I guess that's what happens when you read lots of books, eh? Exactly.